Hey, yo.
Life is too short to follow society's program for your life. Life is too short to live up to other people's expectations. Life is too short to walk around fearful of the outcome of chasing your dream. Life is too short to go around giving a fuck about what anybody thinks or has to say about who you are, who you aspire to be, and where you're going in your life. Life is way too short to live it beneath your means, to live it beneath your standards, to shortchange yourself because you have this desire to be accepted, or you have this desire for approval of people who couldn't give two fucks about you to begin with. Let me tell you something. When it's all said and done, when you come to the end of your life, whether that's today, tomorrow, 10 years from now, 50 years from now, it doesn't matter. If you look back, if you have time to, if you look back and you have regret because you didn't do something because you were concerned with what some fucking individual thought about your intentions, you're gonna really hate yourself. Fuck them, fuck that. I said it. It's not worth it. Nobody's better than you. Not a single person. I don't care who they are. I don't care their social status. I don't care how much money they have in the bank. I don't care their political leanings. I don't care how wealthy they are, how famous they are or not. We're all equal. We're all equal under the eyes of God. It doesn't mean we're all at the same place in life, but what it means is all our relationships, whether it's personal, professional, friendship, are parallel. They're parallel. So if all of our relationships are parallel, what the fuck does what I do have to do with what you want me to do? That makes no sense. I'm grown. And even if I wasn't grown, even if I was a minor, that doesn't mean my life is for the taking. That doesn't mean my life is for you to steer it in the direction that you wanted to go. And I understand some cultures are that way. I'm not disrespecting anybody's culture. But one thing I do know is when you live this life, actually, let me correct. When you leave this life, you're going by yourself. So whoever was trying to steer your will, wordplay, your will, whoever was trying to manipulate you, gaslight you, be a narcissist, to try to get you to do what they want you to do, what the fuck is that going to matter on your last day on earth? And don't believe the hype. When you leave this earth, it will not be like the movies. Now, maybe. But 9 times out of 10, it's going to be unflattering. And it's going to be something that people will not want to speak about. I'll tell you exactly how they're going to phrase it in the eulogy or in the announcement. So-and-so died peacefully in their sleep. You ever notice they say that about everybody? They died peacefully at home. Or they died, they transitioned from this world peacefully. Really? And I'm going to tell you, when you leave this earth, it's not going to matter. So take that same energy, take that same lack of care and apathy for what someone has to say about you and apply it to chasing your dreams. Because they have to live their life. They have to face the same end result as you. When they come to the end of their life, you're not going to be there. When you come to the end of your life, they're not going to be there. But in between, they want to control you. You care about what they think. You're not living your best life. You're not living joyfully, full of adventure and curiosity because you're scared of what they're going to say. Who cares what they say? Who cares what they think? No offense, but they can die slow. Fuck off. Only you can live your life. If you're not an adult, if you are a minor, if you are still in school, if you are someone who has caregivers because you're not out on your own, you're not over 18, don't get it twisted. Your relationship with your parents are still parallel. The difference is the roles. You have a role, a task, and they have a role, a task. It is not your parents' task to control your life. It is their task to see you off safely. If once you leave your parents' house, if once you leave your parents' watch, once you become an adult, is to live a life that they didn't envision for you, that's okay. Now, I'm not going to pretend that relationships are all the time simple, but at the end of the day, when you become independent, when you are an adult, you have to do what makes you happy, regardless of what your parents expect of you. You cannot allow your parents' expectations, society's expectations, your religion's expectations, your own expectations to stop you from being what you truly want to be. And only you know that. It's instinctual. It's innate. It's in you. It's already inside you. You don't have to look on the outside to steer you in that direction. You know, and you know deep down, and only you know. Only you know. So I want to conclude this podcast with saying, I encourage you to seek truth. And truth can only be found in nature. Truth can only be found with what's inside you, never what's outside of you. If the bubble you're currently in is too small for you, leave the bubble. Go where you can expand, where you can spread your wings, and you can be successful. Don't look for approval. Approval seeking makes you invisible. It diminishes who you are. It lessens who you are. Don't ping, P-I-N-G, don't ping. Don't literally look around just to gauge how people are accepting or judging what you're doing or who you are. Don't care. Don't be a thermometer, be a thermostat. You set the temperature. You don't check it first. You set it. If you motherfuckers are cool, I'ma be hot. If that's what I wanna be. Oh, y'all are hot, nigga, I'ma be cool. If that's what I wanna be. You set the temperature for your life and for whatever room you enter. And I will conclude with this. Don't ever, ever play down who you are. If people look at you and you feel sheepish, a little kind of embarrassed because you're beautiful, you're handsome, you're talented, you've got everything clicking for you because you're lucky, you're blessed, you work hard, all those things come into play, all those things factor in, it's not your fault. Those people who are down bad, who don't have what you have, it's not their fault either. You be humble about it. But one thing that you should never do, and don't ever do it. Don't ever play dumb. Don't ever play down who you are. Don't ever diminish your light and your greatness just to make those around you feel comfortable. Let the motherfuckers be uncomfortable until they do the hard work of learning to accept who they are and being comfortable in their own skin. And with that, I say be blessed. I'm out.